Hey friends, what's going on? Welcome to the Astro Hustle. I'm Corey Allen, and you are you, and here we are once again in this moment of time together. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that things are going just right in your life. Everything's clicking and coming together, and the path before you is revealing itself each time that you take a step, that you can go further, further and further towards the life that you know is possible. That's what I try and do anyway. On today's podcast, I'm going to talk about something that it took me a long time to understand how important it is, and that is mindful communication. Basically, everything in our lives breaks down to communication. If we don't understand each other clearly, then we have no hope at being able to build together, to get closer, to overcome things, to really deeply enjoy some of the profound experiences that we might have. And so learning how to mindfully communicate is so important, and it's a little trickier than we might expect. First off, as a general overview definition of what mindful communication is, to me anyway, is being able to communicate in a thoughtful and reflective, impatient way, one where you're not just locked into this tunnel of the way that you're seeing things, the way that you're hearing things, and you're just trying to kind of drive that through and make whoever you're communicating with like come along on the ride with you. But instead, it is a open, receptive dance to where you are receiving, you're also giving, you're open enough to continue to reassess the present moment in each instance and really get closer to the truth of what's happening and what's going on in that conversation, as opposed to getting stuck in the story in your mind and not being able to hear anything or experience anything outside of that. One of the things that I have discovered just throughout my life that made communicating mindfully and clearly really challenging was not asking a lot of clarifying questions in conversations. So of course, this could be in your romantic life, this could be in just a friendship or something like that, this could be a professional situation. I mean, it could be a public situation as well. Just any situation where communicating in that moment is important, particularly whenever there's a level of not maybe tension or maybe this energy is a little heightened, being able to cut through that and be clear and aware and work well is not only just going to be really healthy and get everyone through that moment in a rich way, but it's also going to keep you from getting into further challenging moments if you happen to be in the entry point of one. So one of these things that it took me, quite a while growing up to learn that was important is asking clarifying questions. So whenever we're talking with someone, we tend to fill in the gaps whenever they are sharing things with us. And that's really tricky because there's a thing called the curse of knowledge. And the curse of knowledge is whenever you know a lot about a subject and you're explaining it to someone, but you forget that they don't know anything about it. So you skip a lot of steps, you leave out a lot of information, and then because it's so apparent to you, whenever you're communicating this thing, that it becomes even frustrating whenever the person you're communicating it to has an issue with hearing what you're saying, because you're like, come on, this is so blatantly obvious. Why can't you understand this? And they don't have all the information you have, don't have all the background on what it is that you're talking about. And so they're really grasping at straws because they're not pulling anything out of what you're saying. There's not enough connective tissue there in the conversation for them to really grasp the concept or whatever it is that you're trying to share with them. If we look at that in most communication conflicts, that's a huge part of the issue. And if you flip that curse of knowledge around, imagine you have someone telling you something and you're just there getting more and more frustrated because they're not making a ton of sense. And whenever that's happening, they seem like they're stupid, or basically they don't have any logic with what they're telling you, and that can be really frustrating. And then they're getting frustrated at you because you're not instantly hearing what they already know but are not explaining clearly enough. And it goes back and back, and it builds up into more and more tension. So you can diffuse that by asking clarifying questions. That is, whenever you get to a point where things don't feel clear and you feel like there's a break in continuity or logic in what someone's telling you, you stop and actually ask them to elaborate on that in a kind way, not in a sarcastic way, but in a way where you're genuinely interested, because you can tell them, hey, I really want to know what you are trying to tell me right now, and I don't understand this. Could you please just kind of go a bit deeper into that? Because I really want to hear you, but I'm not getting it right now. And that opens this channel of communication that shows who you're speaking with. Okay, I'm interested in listening. I'm really on board. I'm trying to meet you here, but I just need a little bit more information to really understand where you're coming from. So asking clarifying questions is a really important one and a really powerful way to strengthen your mindful communication. Another one that is in the same neighborhood of clarifying questions is not making assumptions. That's another really big issue in communication, because whenever someone is speaking with us, we're kind of building this story in our mind of what they're thinking, and we're contrasting it with what we're thinking, and then, you know, oftentimes creating arguments or directions to take the conversation in based off of those two things. The problem with that is that, as I described in the previous situation, we have such big blind spots with our understanding of, you know, our even our own and another person's perception, that we just fill in the gaps. We assume that they are talking about a certain thing in a certain way without asking any questions. We assume what their intentions are. We assume why they're, you know, bringing up X, Y, and Z in the conversation to begin with. And then we get really far off track because we're just basically letting the narrative that's come up in our mind dictate how we're responding to an actual person. And our imagination is never going to be a source of reality, right? So reality exists outside of us and outside of the person we're speaking with. That's where real reality is. But for both of us to get there, we need to not assume and fill in the gaps of what's happening there and make sure that we're just being aware whenever we are filling in information. And, you know, that, as I said before, that could be actual information about what we're talking about, or that could be motives, emotions, any of those type of things. Another powerful form of mindful communication is being aware of your own personal bias. Now, personal bias is basically what we're all operating on, right? It's like we see the world in the way that's going to suit us the best. And everything we do, everything we're drawn towards, is something that's going to serve us specifically, right? That's why algorithms on the internet work. It's like everyone is looking for something that reinforces their personal bias so that they can feel more correct about their view on the world, or we're looking for something that is a counterpoint to our personal bias so that we can feel frustrated, critical, and therefore higher than and better than this thing that we are against, right? That's kind of the problem with the internet. But that's why the algorithms works, because that's how we're designed as people. So remembering that in the times of communication is really important, because we're often just hearing everything and communicating based on our own personal bias. Like the way that we see the world, the way that everything suits us, and stopping and trying to zoom out and just pause, take a few steps back and think about the situation, the conversation, whatever it might be, outside of the realm of what's going to suit you and make you happy. Just think about what's actually happening instead of what you're going to get out of the conversation or the fact that you want to be right or something like that. and just look at what it is and remember that if we can step out of our personal bias as much as we can, then we can really get a more clear, nuanced, and objective understanding of what's happening in any conversation. And lastly, another important thing that really strengthens our mindful communication is investigating our defensive reactivity. So whenever we are in a conversation, and this, again, you know, everything I've been talking about could be for conflicts. It can be for just regular, deep, rich conversations that we're having with someone, or even just kind of passive, random interactions. It really works in all of these settings. But we can notice these sometimes whenever we're in, you know, communication with someone else, that we can have this defensive kind of reactivity. That can show up in a lot of different ways. Sometimes if someone says something to us that touches on a really vulnerable spot, we may just reactively shut down, right? We can clam up, we can withdraw and not be as open and connected to that conversation as we were. We can also often hear one of these, you know, a comment or something like that that just hits us in the wrong way. It makes us feel maybe it's insulted, or we feel like it struck a nerve in some way or something. And a lot of times what will happen is that we'll say a defensive reaction. We just did a reaction. Like, we don't think about what it is. We just react to something defensive to kind of create space between ourselves and whoever it is that we're talking to, right? So it's kind of like whenever a dog barks, they're not doing it because they're trying to be mean. They're doing it because they're scared and they're trying to look scary to get you to back off. And that's what defensive, reactive comments are. And then sometimes they manifest in a lot more subtle ways. So you could be speaking with someone says something, and you just feel that tightness inside, just a little tug, you know. It doesn't, and it may not do anything or mess up your flow or whatever, but you can still feel it. But understanding those things, and perhaps you don't have to do it in the moment, but even later, just remembering kind of what that was and sitting with it and just considering and reflecting on why you had that feeling can be a really valuable thing, because each time that we have those reactive triggers, they're all rooted in something, right? And if we investigate where they're coming from and what they're rooted in, then we're able to undo them. And that's great because it opens up this other chamber within us. And, you know, a lot of us have, we're kind of like these museums inside with a lot of closed doors. And those doors have been closed for a reason through something we experienced that was painful, often painful anyway, or just made us feel uncomfortable or out of our depth or something like that. And those restrict the fullness of who we are. And so if you can observe and reflect on those defensive reactions, just sit with them, meditate on them, just try and understand why they happened and look at them more deeply, you can see, okay, you know, I respond like this because of this. I'm uncomfortable with that because of this. And I can work with that. I can relax that. I can address that issue, that kind of tightness. I can address that reactivity and think through that a little bit. And then once you do that, that door, you know, one of those doors opens up, and then now you've got more spaciousness, you're more comfortable in the world, and you're more connected in conversations. So I hope you all, as always, enjoyed this podcast. I hope it strengthens your communication and deepens your connections and makes you just feel more comfortable in your own skin when you're out there in the world. And as always, if you go to rate the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I appreciate that. Of course, come hang out on the Patreon at patreon.com/Corey Allen. There's over 100 solo podcasts and guided meditations and various things over there. It's a great community. And until next time, my friends, much love.